Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tippett is going to tell us.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Howie answers the big question, where you're from.
In an extraordinary place.
This is it, that extraordinary place, right?
For the stars and stripes.
Right, right, right.
And the eagle flies.
There we go, folks. Hi, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. 7 past the hour.
Big old land with countless dreams.
Biden bundles. Let's keep a list, okay? A to Z. That's the question of the day here today. What has Joe Biden screwed up? What has the Biden regime done? I don't know if I do or not.
No pens?
Pluses, minuses, the Biden bungle list. I don't know why I thought of this last night, but I just thought, you know, even during the Trump 4 years, you would forget so easily. From month to month, I guess it's just a short attention span that we have in America. I don't know what it is. But I feel the same way about the Biden administration. I mean, the bungling of Afghanistan feels like a lifetime ago. Doesn't it?
Promises made, promises kept. Open border, we promise to have that. Yep.
So I want
to go green. They promised green. They promised a lot. All that they're delivering on.
I don't want to forget. So
no one wants.
I'm engaging the help of the audience so that we remember. Let's remember, ladies and gentlemen, just how many Biden bungles there are. I did start on Facebook over the weekend, so if you've contributed there, God bless you. If you have something you'd like to add to the list today, call us. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. 0550. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. You want to leave a message? Just give us your Biden bungle list, 855-200-1776. Chris and Dickinson, good morning and welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. One of the things Biden, he hasn't done it yet, but he's about to, and I wasn't taking it seriously for the last month, maybe 2 months. I've been seeing on social media murmurings about the United States entering into a treaty with the United Nations and the WHO for a global health initiative to where the WHO would have control over any health decisions of any country that's enrolled in this treaty, quote unquote. I didn't take it seriously until I saw an article from Michelle Bachmann this weekend on it, and I think it's the real deal. It's supposed to start at the WHO Global International Forum May 22nd to the 28th. So I highly recommend the audience get a hold of the federal delegation and tell them no way, no how. Granted, it won't be legal anyway, but why even start the fight?
Thank you, Chris. We'll add that to the list as an in-progress bungle. It's got to pay attention to. I don't believe it's a treaty. If it was a treaty, it would take a vote of the... And Chris Kobach got asked about this last week on the program and was asked specifically in the context of a treaty. Treaty, whether you amend it or not, takes a two-thirds vote of the U.S. Senate, so it wouldn't happen. This is not a treaty. And there's a number of stories out there about it. This is reason number 1,578. Would be my just rough off the top of my head number on why the Biden bungling needs to stop, cold hard stop, come November. And these are the things that you undo. But it is, as I understand it, it's not a treaty. what it is, let me find it exactly so I can word it correctly here for you, so you know what you're paying attention to here. It's proposed amendments that are being voted on May 22nd through the 20th, Geneva, Switzerland, at the World Health Assembly, the UN governing body of the WHO. Okay? It is going to be amending the international health rules of the World Health Assembly, which we've been a part of since 2005. What we want is the Senate and the House to actually vote on the amended document, since we're going to be party to it. Kevin in Fergus Falls, let's get your take here on what's on your mind. 258-0550. Go, Kevin.
Hey, Scott. Good to listen again. What I'm after is I am so thankful that now Scott Jensen and Matt Burke in Minnesota got the Republican go-ahead to go straight up against Walz. And you know what? Just like the flag guy does and you do, I'm praying for America back. I'm praying for Minnesota back. I was really been really upset about the far reach of Wolf governors that thought they had all the power to shut everybody down. But anyway, so I'm really rooting for Scott, and we will be voting. Trust me.
By the way, Tom Hauser, chief political reporter from KSTP in the Twin Cities, is going to join us to recap the Minnesota GOP convention next hour. And you are right, Dr. Scott Jensen received the Republican nomination. It was quite the battle. My gosh, I think 9 ballots it took. But now you have a doc and you have a Minnesota Viking on the top of the ticket for the Republican Party. And, of course, there'll be a primary as well. So it could be still some twists and turns to that, Kevin. But appreciate your bringing that up, because one of the things we're going to talk about today on the program. Ron Ness will also join us later in the hour, recapping his trip to Washington, D.C., where folks sat down from the oil and gas industry with Democratic members of Congress to talk a little bit about why gas prices are where they are. I mean, there's some Democrats that are not fond of this. They see political extinction not far away. So we'll get an idea of how those conversations went. I'm fascinated by that, just to see that there are some Democrats that are saying, well, I want to understand this. Help me explain this to my constituents. Good for you. And also today on the program, a Vans for Life benefit with Tim Tebow is happening. The North Dakota Right to Life will be hosting that Thursday and Friday at the Bismarck Event Center. Tim Tebow is coming to North Dakota. Is that great or what? North Dakota Right for Life Executive Director Mackenzie McCoy and Tim will join us before the end of the program today, coming up at about 10:30. Joe in Watertown, South Dakota, what's on your mind, Joe?
Yeah, I have a question for you. Biden's going to this town in where the shooting happened over the weekend, where in the grocery store, I think there was 10 to 11 people shot dead, and they were all black, and the assailant is white.
Buffalo, I believe, yeah.
The guy that was black in Wisconsin, he ran over white kids and white elderly women, and I think there was 12 to 16 of them dead, and Biden didn't go there. So I'm thinking this is kind of, is this a color issue that he has? Why wouldn't he go to Wisconsin, but he's going to this place that where the shooting happened?
I think you know the
serious question.
I think you know the answer to this question. Yeah. I mean, this is two words, Joe. Identity politics.
Bingo.
It's what drives the Democratic Party, so they can pour some gasoline on the fire of the racial strife. They're going to do it. Look, in my mind, what happened in Wisconsin, what happened in Buffalo, New York, equally horrific, horrible. And when people say, "I'm going to kill somebody for whatever reason," you know, for whatever reason, it's hate.
Yeah.
It's evil consuming them. And Joe Biden's going to go to Buffalo, New York. I think he said some lame-o excuse like Wisconsin wouldn't have the resources to be able to handle a presidential visit or something. He had some totally lame excuse for not going to Wisconsin.
What, 10 chairs and a table?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to point it out so everybody could hear it, and you guys are exactly right. But I have such a short time on this phone, I have to let you go. But thanks a lot, you guys. You guys are
no, great. Glad you called,
Thank you,
Joe. Thank you. Tim on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 258-0550. Go, Tim.
All right, thank you for taking my call. And my comment today is I find it incredible and incredulous that the American people are being suckered into another war after all the countless wars that we've been suckered into by these corrupt and totally what I see more and more all the time, evil politicians. And
when you say suckered into a war, let me stop you there and just have you explain that a little bit. How are we being suckered into a war? In other words, the financial support we're doing for Ukraine, is that what you mean?
Everything. That's where it starts. What I see is another Vietnam War coming. This is what we're being led into. And we're always being told that we have to go over and fight these foreign wars because some other country is a threat to us.
Well, we're not fighting this war right now in the sense that there's not boots on the ground. Are you suggesting that's what's coming, Tim?
Well, I don't believe that either. Here's what I'll say. I don't believe a word the news media says.
Well, I'm with you on that. Hang on. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break, Tim. More calls. Welcome. 2580550 on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strata's been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ReadyMix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Monday, brand new week of great specials of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Love those lunchtime specials, right? Meatloaf today in Valley City, or scalloped potatoes, your choice there. Lasagna in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience like mac and beef. Or stuffed green peppers. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. Little pickles, little beef, that's what's for dinner. Some cheese in there. Does that sound any good or what? bacon cheeseburger hot dish.
Yeah, me
I know bacon. I had you at hot dish. And
And bacon.
Right. Swedish Meatballs, MP Avenue. Location of PetroServe USA, Chicken Alfredo in Glendon, Meatloaf in Yulin, PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Let's go back to Tim and finish our conversation. Others welcome at 258-0550. Ron Ness on the show today, bottom of the hour, to talk about recent conversations with Democratic members of Congress on the reason the price of fuel is where it's at. Should we add that one to the Biden blunder list? Tom Hauser, political reporter at KSDP-TV in the Twin Cities, on Dr. Scott Jensen and Matt Burke's path to the Republican nomination as they received the GOP convention nod over the weekend.
Do you think a lieutenant governor of Minnesota with an economics degree from Harvard might be a good lieutenant governor?
That's a former Viking.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. Tim,
economics degree from Harvard.
Tim Tebow on the program this weekend as well, on the show today, rather, and will be here Thursday and Friday in Bismarck at the Event Center. More on that on a Vans for Life benefit. North Dakota Right to Life sponsoring that. Mackenzie McCoy's director will join us. So, a lot coming up on the show today, and want your thoughts on the biggest Biden blunders. Tim says Ukraine belongs tops that list. So, go ahead and pick up where you left off, Tim.
Well, my case in point is this, and I'll go back, if you will allow me, to refresh the memories of the American people. We were told at the beginning of the Vietnam War we had to save Vietnam from communism. So we ended up being there approximately 10 years, and what happened? Vietnam fell to communism. 58,000 Americans dead. We're in debt. That's when our economy went into hyperinflation through the 70s. We move forward. Iraq. We're told we got to go save a little country over in Iraq. Well, that's fine and good. So we go save a little country in Iraq, our little country of Kuwait, from Iraq. We stay there, and we go back again. We're told this dictator has weapons of mass destruction. Never were any found. Another, 4,000 or 5,000 Americans dead, country destroyed. We're told bin Laden's hiding in Afghanistan. We got to go there. We stay there 20 years. $1 trillion later, what happens? Bin Laden, I guess he's dead. Maybe he's dead. Who knows? We don't know for sure, I guess. Maybe he is. But the Taliban is still there. Now we're going to go to Ukraine, and we're going to fight there. We're told that we have to support them. And we're told and lied that there's no American boots on the ground. Well, I know a little bit about over there. I've been over there twice. I have friends that live in Ukraine. I have a friend, dear friend, that's trying to get back over there to see her father, who is on the verge of dying. She can't hardly get there. It's very, very hard. She has terminal cancer herself. But I know a little about this situation over there. And what I can tell you is what you're hearing here from our politicians, and it's both sides, they're lying to your face, and so is the news media. And that's my comment for today. Thank you.
All right. Not a lot of detail there, Tim, but I'm going to add that to the Biden blunder A to Z list. Not a lot of detail in the way of they're lying to our face specifically about, and, you know, boots on the ground. Ukraine is different in my mind than the others you list there, but I think
he's talking about true motives in Ukraine too. I mean, I'm questioning the same thing.
I think the other thing is that,
there's more to it than just Putin.
I think, but also what he's trying to get at is that it could be one of those previous endeavors.
But, money pit, yeah.
But the difference so far is there's no huge commitment of U.S. troops there.
Right.
There are financial dollars, no doubt about it. But anyway, Tim, appreciate the call. We'll add it to the list. Let's see what else we have here. This is a bunch coming in here. Jamie says, Biden's guilty of a great deal of blunders. I'd say the worst president in my lifetime. Having said that, I don't know if he can be 100% to blame for the price of fuel. When the American working class is struggling to maintain, ExxonMobil is making record profits. How much has Harold Hamm made in the last year? Greed and taking advantage of a situation is what it looks like to me. Here's what I would say to that. First of all, you know, ExxonMobil and the biggest of the big, they're going to get no defense from me because I think they're more interested in, you know, less about American energy dominance and more about playing internationally. But you mentioned Continental Resources, Harold Hamm. I don't think anybody's fought more for domestic energy. Domestic energy, which, of course, Biden has said, that whole America first thing, forget about it. And as far as just record profits being to blame, I think what's to blame is to go back and look what Joe Biden said. Just look at what he said his policy would be. No more drilling, period. End federal lands. And again, now that there's pain points, you hear them say, well, we'd like them to use the leases. No, you dodo brains. Approve the permits. How many thousand permits haven't been approved? And when that happens, it doesn't happen overnight. Texter says, allowing the invasion of our southern border. The result? Gangs, drugs, sex trafficking, terrorists pouring in. Just plain stupid. The border's high up there, no doubt about it. Having an illusion, says Lori, the country is running smoothly on the tracks, but in reality, it is off the tracks. Adam says, the top-down infliction of radical identity politics and eco-zealot ideology into virtually every aspect of government, shifting focus away from the critical aspects of the jobs at hand and doing untold damage that will likely last for years, if not decades. Janet says, defund the police, halt energy production, open the border, sick the FBI on concerned school parents. Forgot about that one. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
The parents were the domestic terrorists. Remember that? For wanting to actually have a control over their kids.
I think we need to stop saying the Biden administration, too, and start saying the Clinton-Obama-Biden administration. It's kind of a team effort, you know? And it really is.
People think this way. That's a regime.
Yeah.
That isn't even an administration. That's a whole.
It is a regime,
yeah.
The Clinton-Obama-Biden administration.
Regime.
Let's go with the regime. I like
regime. You like regime? Let's stick with regime. All right. Take a break. Come back when we will chat with Ron Ness a little bit. What is Jamie right? Record profits are the reason that gas prices are so high? Or when you look at the price of a barrel per oil, do you see Joe Biden written all over it? Because what worked under the Trump administration is no longer the policy. America First Energy. Ron Ness on that point when we come back, and more of your calls. Add to the list. Text us 237-1590. People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I could see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Lindsey Keith. Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt. And great weekend shows like Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You may never go back. I trust Newsmax. You should too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Buffalo, New York, is praising police for saving lives after Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket. Tyriza Patterson lost her husband in the attack and tells the Today Show about hearing the news.
We all have a set time, but why did he have to leave this way? That was my response. I didn't know if I should be angry. I didn't know if I should be hurt. This is all different kind of emotions, but the first thing I thought of, why this way?
Severe thunderstorms are forecast to pound the northeast today. Communities from New England to the Carolinas can expect rain with hail and strong destructive winds. Tornadoes also can't be ruled out. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, and Raleigh all are under the gun for the possible severe weather. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me give you not one, not two, how about five reasons why now is the right time to own a hot spring spa. One, they're in stock and ready to deliver right now. Do you ever hear that anymore? It's in stock.
What?
Got one we can deliver.
Really?
Yeah. That's how they roll at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Two, 12-month, no-interest, no-payment financing. Use it now, pay later. Another good reason. Three, the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And you use it more. Four, wellness. You get out better than you get in. Every day made better. Below the water, above the water, and beyond the water. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, you just tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, to Tim's point earlier, there were weapons of mass destruction. I was in the intelligence briefings that discussed how many were recovered every day, even through 2007. President Bush fell on his sword and was embarrassed rather than reveal to the enemy what they had access to and learned how to use those weapons against us effectively with greater devastation even than IEDs had. Another said, this again, I guess for Tim, many people are woefully misinformed about the Vietnam War and what occurred. PragerU has a fantastic 5-minute video correcting the record. I've always thought the execution was the LBJ and the whole just really, really poor. Are we in it to win it or not? Was rules of engagement were the most egregious thing to happen during the Vietnam War. But I was but a pup, and I go by the history books, and there's a contribution right there. And that is to check out PragerU, get another viewpoint. Ron Ness is here, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, fresh back off of a trip to Washington, D.C., where I understand even Democrats are saying, how did we get here? What is the deal with the price of gas and wanting to know a way out of this mess? Ron, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing fantastic today.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. We have a list we've started here of Biden bungles because we don't want to forget any of them. And it's a long list, and as folks get closer and closer, wherever they're listening to the November election, we want that front and center. But I don't think the American consumer feels that bungling worse than on the price of gas when they fuel up. Can you think of one worse?
Well, Scott, I think that if you go to Washington and you hang around that town for just a few days, which is a few too many, by the way, anymore, you just get a sense of how completely upside down they are, really, on just what we do in the country. We feed and fuel the world in states like North Dakota, and they just have absolutely zero regard for how they are so worried about so many other things that end up in situations like wars and disasters and it's I think my reflection of coming back from D.C. was, everybody's talking about flipping the House and the Senate and everything being better in November. But in reality, when you look at it from a business standpoint, whether you're in a farming business or you're in a business or you're in the oil and gas business, you're only good until the next election. Because the topsy-turvy way of the elections goes, it's like it flips every 2 years or every 4 years, or you get a new president. And certainly this group of progressives has got to be defeated and got to be flipped over. But from an energy standpoint, and I would say from an agriculture standpoint, we really have to start looking and how we grow some depth of support. And, you know, there's got to be more Joe Manchins out there that get elected across the country that come from states like West Virginia or North Dakota or some Colorado. You know, that used to be a great producing state. We got to find more of those people, because we can't just have this whole business economy flip every time there's an election. And yeah, we got to win in November and get some control back. But my goodness, this is a struggle of epic proportion. And you know, from a Congress standpoint, it's frustrating for the delegation. There's really no business being conducted anymore, in my opinion. They just get called in for votes. And you know, what happened to the process of developing good policy and good legislation and bringing all the parties together and finding the best path forward on anything? But there's a lot of low-hanging fruit out there, but certainly oil and gas is a big one. When I was out there, you know, the president made step after step of, you know, canceling lease sales and sending messages to the market. So, you know, sadly, my takeaway when I came home was, you know, how do you make electric cars affordable and work, Scott? You got a $5 gasoline.
So, stop it. Ron DeSantis is right when he says they don't care if you suffer at the pump. This is part of the plan.
Well, obviously not. I mean, everything they have done from the day they took office has been designed to really, you know, weaken our position as a dominant energy provider in the world, but also just to completely dismantle the fossil fuel structure, of which is, you know, obviously everything we use, everywhere we go, everything we wear, everything we're talking on the phones right now, comprised of basically oil and natural gas. And the ability of us to produce coal in this world. And we had an incredible historic dinner with the U.S. ambassador from Bahrain and pro-Israel folks in America, and, you know, energy bringing them all together. That's why we were invited, because they know the value of American energy brings to the world, and no greater time than what we've seen happening in Ukraine right now. And so everybody's looking, where can we get energy from? But the importance of that energy, and but seems to be lost, and very frustrating. And I think American consumers should just be absolutely frustrated, mad, and we're continually headed down a bad path here.
Not only frustrated and mad, but also understand how we got here. That's I think is so important. And I was glad to hear that you had some conversations. Congressman Armstrong was telling me that there are Democrats out there that want to understand this. And certainly, obviously, they're concerned about the midterm election, as you say, but the more they understand it for the long term, the better. A couple of calls, questions, comments coming in already, and others welcome at 258-0550 for Ron, Mike, and Bismarck. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it was interesting that you mentioned the $5 price point that the current administration has a goal for. Oh, I remember Obama's first term, and I have the information somewhere so I could quote it, but his first CBO said the way they make renewables attractive to the American public is if you increase the cost of fossil fuels to where fuel would be over $8 a gallon, and that would completely decimate the economy for a decade, if not more, to even consider such things. So I'm glad you mentioned the $5 price point, but I'm also, if it's the $8 price point's in the back of their mind at any point, we're in for some very, very tough times that's systematic, and it'll be at all levels.
Well, that's my comment. Like, just double down at every opportunity, Scott. Every opportunity in which they could send different messages to the market, they seem to have doubled down. And here was another interesting fact that came out
in Washington. We were talking about electric cars and how they're talking about the delta between, you know, a $40,000 car and a $60,000 electric car. What's the average price do you think people pay for a car? Because I don't know about your house, Scott, but I've got seven cars, and they're all used cars. And I would say the price point is somewhere between, you know, $10,000 and $15,000. So now I'm not aware of any used electric cars. So now the price point is $10,000 or $15,000 to $60,000. And you, again, where's that baseload energy coming from for those cars? But they seem to be, they've got car manufacturers. I asked that question. Well, where are the car manufacturers on all this? Well, they're in a tight spot as well. So, energy and where it comes from, I think that the challenge has resonated some among Congress, the more reasonable folks in Congress. And let's hope that we saw a little crack in that last week with, the senator from Virginia questioning the president's blocking of canceling of more leases at the very time prices were going up.
The caller mentioned renewables, sort of like it's, you know, fossil fuels versus renewables. More and more I see an alliance between the ethanol industry, soybean on the diesel side as well, and oil and gas versus the sort of utopia of electric cars. Is there an alliance forming there? Because the real threat, as the caller pointed out, is actually from electric cars to the fossil fuel industry.
Well, I certainly think folks in agriculture understand that the plan to, you know, the plan, as they call it, to eliminate the traditional gas fueled engine as we know it is a tremendous threat to ethanol and biodiesel and basically, you know, a big part of agriculture today. But I think the bigger alliance, Scott, is the fact that you mentioned is that, you know, we need it all. I think North Dakota has done a great job of that, of all of our energy types. Yeah, there's squabbles here and there that go on, but, you know, the coal guys are in the wind business and the ethanol guys are, you know, a percentage of the fuel market. So, but this mindset that we're seeing today is not we need it all. It's not an all of the strategy. It's all out war against fossil fuels and do everything that we can to supplement and support the renewables, even at the expense of our geopolitical power across the world. And the fact that once we do that, you know, now I heard it again twice in Washington this week. Watch out for China. Watch out for China. And if you recall Mike Pompeo being here a year ago, watch out for communist China. You know, we got the Russians where we want them. They're a fraction of the threat of China. And, you know, now we're looking at shifting over to a rare earth mineral that for batteries that is only found in China. They control 80% of the world's rare earth. China. And I had China officials asking me if they could buy oil in Washington this week. So, but we're going to relinquish our ability to produce oil, and we're going to then rely on them for lithium and things that they have access to across the world. So that makes absolutely no sense to me.
Ron Ness is with us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, recapping a visit to Washington, D.C. I'd love to hear what some of these Democratic members are saying when they're trying to get their arms around, hey, what can we do to lower gas prices? And you say return to the Trump policy of America First Energy. And don't punish the domestic energy industry, but actually support it rather than through our support to foreign sources of energy. Love to hear the responses there, because it seems pretty simple to me. Take a quick break. Come back with more. Tom and Jamestown has a question for Ron, too. We'll get to you, Tom, and others as well. 2580550 as we continue our conversation. Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, with us today on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Stop sending your hard-earned money to companies that fight against everything you fight for. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together now more than ever. Patriot Mobile does it. You know what they do? Every time one of their customers pays the bill, they say, okay, let's do this. Religious freedom gets some. Constitutional rights get some. Sanctity of life gets some. Veteran and first responder heroes get some. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. Back with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So is there some mood in Washington, D.C. that recognizes there's a political pain point in the price of gas, and they want to find a way out? Did you see a sliver of hope in that regard, Ron?
Well, I certainly think that it's come to the top of the agenda. It's ironic, though. It's just the mindset is that, you know, the agencies and the regulatory agencies are just going to double down. So from an administrative standpoint and the Biden administration, I'd say no. From the rank and file congressman who's not over the progressive crazy world, I'd say yes. I think that there is some hope and at least some understanding of how important energy is in the world, and not to mention what's costing Americans and across the country. And maybe that's part of the hope in terms of we've been in kind of a producing state versus a consuming state. The consuming states are very happy not allowing pipelines or having oil and gas or coal produced in this country as long as they've got affordable, reliable energy at their fingertips every minute. So, you know, as we were chatting about, Scott, anybody got any college kids home from home for the summer and all of a sudden asking your parents to fill their car for them? It's like that happened at our house. It's like the kids are going to feel the squeeze like the rest of us. But, you know, that's that group of people that just, you know, we've got to do better education. We've got to show people the value of these pipelines and moving energy across the country, producing energy, tremendous jobs, the opportunities, and certainly everyone's jobs. We've got jobs in West North Dakota and oil and gas patch right now. So, but a lot of things to be done, Scott.
Tom in Jamestown for Ron Ness. Go ahead, Tom, your question.
Got two questions I'd be interested in hearing your comments on. The first one is gas at above $4.20 a gallon is equivalent to when gas was, I think it was about $1.12 a gallon in 1980 after the big Arab oil embargo. Our economy is in, you know, overall standard living is much, much, much higher than it was back then. So my question would be, is there really, you know, a real serious problem as far as the high price of gas, and is gas really that high, relatively speaking? The other question I have is, what is the motivation for the people who have and own oil wells out in the western part of the state to actually go out and look for more oil when gas is currently well over $100 a barrel? When, to my knowledge, you could make a profit at $60 a barrel.
All right, Tom, good questions. By the way, $4.48 average price of gas today, a year ago, $3.04. A year before that, a buck something. So that's real. But, Ron, first of all.
Let me take his questions quickly. I know we're on a time crunch here. Number one, I think Americans, yes, we've been very fortunate to have reliable, affordable, and cheap energy that is not really stuck with inflation. But I think that is the expectation, and the you know, the production and all of those things have had to conform to try and keep prices low, because there is a threshold of which you know, gas and oil and diesel fuel and those things just make the economy run. And that's why I'm an advocate of, you know, $70 to $85 oil, not $100 oil. If you're out west, and I'll just put this in terms that everybody understands. If you're out west and if you're somewhere else and you've got wheat that's worth $10 and you've got 1,000 bushels, would you rather have 1,000 bushels or 1,500 bushels or 2,000 bushels to sell at $10? So the incentive is certainly there to go out and produce more when the prices are high. Traditionally, that attracts money. Now, when you got a federal government that wakes up every day trying to put up roadblocks, stops, can't build pipelines, blocking access to money, obviously it's become hard to find workers. Those are things that slow the process. I think we will get there. We will see activity grow because the opportunity is there, just like it's there to produce more wheat at high dollar. When the dollar of price of oil is high, more people will want to produce and make more of that oil. So, and in the industry, it's a big industry made of many, many small players. So it's not one company sitting saying, oh, well, we're making this much today. It's a whole bunch of small players wanting to just make a little bit more, and we've been through a very rough COVID period. So, yes, everybody wants to economically be successful.
Is the price of gas that high?
Pardon me.
His question on, you know, sort of the adjusted for inflation, is it really that high? You know, sort of the
yeah, pain. Well, I think everything, you know, and adjusted for inflation, it's probably in realm with inflation, but that's not where we are designed to pay in what we are built on. What our economy is built on is not built on $4 to $5 gasoline. It's built on $3 gasoline.
Next time you join us, Ron, I want to spend a lot of time on the workforce and what exactly is available in the way of opportunities out there, because, man alive, there's a great frontier out there, and folks need to know about it. We'll do that next time we chat. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Those were great questions.
They were. Thank you, listeners. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.